With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says it's a national security imperative for the United States to take control of Greenland.
We are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not, because if we don't do it, Russia or China will take over Greenland, and we're not going to have Russia or China as a neighbor.
Trump says the U.S. needs to take control of Greenland one way or the other.
We're not going to have Russia or China occupy Greenland, and that's what they're going to do if we don't. So we're going to be doing something with Greenland, either the nice way or the more difficult way.
In an interview with Fox News, Vice President J.D. Vance said Denmark has not done a good enough job securing Greenland, and that President Trump would go as far as he has to defend American interests in the Arctic region. One of the most ambitious U.S. EV automakers is taking a big hit after tax credits expired in September.
General Motors will be hit with charges of about $6 billion in its fourth quarter after sales of electric vehicles have sputtered when the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy them and also eased auto emission standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit automaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason. Automakers are forced to reroute ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power. The clean vehicle tax credit was worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. military says U.S. forces have boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea as the Trump administration continues to target sanctioned tankers traveling to and from Venezuela. On Wall Street, the Dow by 237 points. This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical leader.
George Barna of Arizona Christian University has been researching faith in this country for more than 40 years, and he says unless believers assert themselves, America will be changed forever. Quote, if Christians want a nation based on biblical morality, they must be clearer and more assertive in teaching and modeling the biblical worldview and its resultant lifestyle. As matters stand now, the biblical worldview is poised to lose what little ground it currently occupies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will remain legal in Wyoming after the state Supreme Court ruled two laws barring the procedure, including the country's first explicit ban on abortion pills, violate the state constitution. The justices sided with the state's only abortion clinic and others who had sued over the abortion bans passed since 2022 when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Stocks rebound a new record.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street following a mixed report on the job market. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 237 points. That's about 0.5%. The Dow also set its own all-time high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market following the jobs update. The report could delay another cut to interest rates by the Federal Reserve, but doesn't rule it out. The Labor Department said employers hired fewer workers than expected last month. The unemployment rate was better than forecast. Seth Sutel, New York.
Luigi Mangione's federal death penalty trial in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson could begin before the end of the year. A judge expects Mangione's trial to begin in December or possibly January 2027. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.